Justin from back with you, joined by Coach Brett Platner to talk Jackson Heights boys basketball. The Cobras 5-10 on the season and 5-6 in the Northeast Kansas League. Two games here in the last week since we spoke. We'll start with a good win last Friday night on the road. Coach, your second consecutive victory as you defeated Oskaloosa after what turned out to be a pretty long layoff, but got back on track and got a good win, 54-40. I know you talked last week about the guys anxious to get back out on the court and must have played pretty well that night, huh?
Yeah, I was really happy with our start to the game. You kind of worry about those long layoffs, people coming out with the legs being a little bit heavy, not being up to game speed. But for the most part, overall, our start was pretty good. Got up about 17-6. And unfortunately, after that, we got in a bit of foul trouble, which forced us to kind of mix up our rotations and do some different things. And credit to them, they fought back pretty well. And it was a pretty tight game midway and early through the third. And finally made a run to start the fourth there and put some consistent possessions together, both on offense and defense. And we're able to hit some free throws down the stretch to come out with the victory.
End up falling to Pleasant Ridge then in your Tuesday night game this week on the road again, 55-37. I believe I saw Grant Ammon had like 26 points, so that was most of them for your team that night, but couldn't quite keep up with the Rams, huh?
Yeah, we knew going in, we talked about a lot how it'd be a gauge coming into our season. They kind of jumped us at home early in our first game, hit a lot of shots against us, and at one point early in the fourth quarter and the first time around when we played him, it was 64-22 and just got the breakdown from the game. And at that same point last night, it was 44-33. So that's something we can look to as a team, and I can show our guys and say, we've gotten better from there. If we continuously get better, we're going to be a dangerous team to contend with. And like you mentioned, I thought Grant did a great job inside. When we got the ball to him down on the low block, there was usually good things happening, whether that was a shot he was taking himself or a kick out to one of our other guys. And unfortunately, on the perimeter, we weren't able to hit some shots consistently enough. We weren't able to make some plays down the stretch that maybe would have given us a chance to go for the game and get a little bit closer. But overall, as I mentioned, a marked improvement from the first time around, and something we can take forward moving into Valley Falls on Friday.
You bet. Yeah, you got five games left, and they're all going to come pretty quickly. No breaks now. Valley Falls is a home game, as well as JCN next Tuesday, but these are two of the top teams in the Northeast Kansas League. So kind of some keys, I guess, or focal points in practice that you feel like will help this team here reach their potential down the home stretch?
It's been a focus all year, but we continuously try to eliminate turnovers. When we keep control of the basketball and don't turn the ball over, get a little bit more shots up on goal, we can compete in any basketball game. If we have stretches where we turn the ball over, other teams get out in transition and get some easy baskets on us, it usually is a rough stretch or a rough night for us. So continuously taking care of the basketball, making sure our spacing and movement on offense is good enough to get consistent shots up, and just individually finding ways to affect our team in a positive way. The guys kind of know at this point in the season what role they have on the team, what role they need to maximize, and hopefully we can maximize those moving forward.
Best of luck in your upcoming games. Coach, as always, thanks for your time. We'll chat more next week.
Yep, thanks again, Justin.
Brett Platner, head coach of the Cobras. The Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats brought to you by Rob Wareham at Farm Bureau Financial Services, also by C&D Food Mart and Williams Company in Whiting, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.